a little bit about the halacha of shechitas hakum, right? And you know, what Chaim says, that from Chaim you see that the Ram sheet, Chaim says, you see from the shechitas Ram that shechitas hakum is not that it's not a ma'aser shechit at all, as opposed to could be the sheet of the Rosh that learned it from, that's in a, you know, not a bazvicha, like the Tosefta says, shechitas hakov. Shechitas hakum is not that. For Hawaii, that it is a ma'aser shechit, that it's, what's the right according to Ram, that shechitas hakum is a ma'aser shechit?
Time is being.
What? That's not the time it's almost available. So you see, there's a ma'aser shechit. So there's another Ram, I once heard this from Gershon Zaks. I think he said he heard this from Biskarov. We'll see it in a second in the Shulchan Aruch also. The Ram says at the end of Perek Beis from Hilchos Shechita, says like this: Yisrael sheshochet lenochri, af al pi shenochri v'skam v'chol ma sheyitzu shechitas v'ksheira. A Jew who shechts for a goy, it's the goy's behema, even though stam achshev is akum is lavod azor, whatever it is. Because we only go by the machshava of the person who's doing the ma'aser shechita, not the one of the owner of the animal. Lefikach, the Ram says, Nochri sheshochot liYisrael, afilu hayakotin, shechitaso nevela kamoshi yisbal. Therefore, a goy who shechts a behemah of a yid, even if he's a cotton, Nochmal the Ram comes out, even if he's a cotton, Shchitasu Nevela, Kamoshi Yisbar. So from the Ram's Mashman, because we are paskin that the Machshava goes by who? By the Zoveach, right? But let's say you would have held that the Machshava goes by the Machshava, the Bala Behema, right? Not of the Zoveach. So we would have come out that says Lafikach, that Shchita, the Goy Shechs, the animal, and everything depends on the machshava of the Bala Behema, the shechita would have been kosher. You see, I mean, that's a chiddush, right? So you see from here, this is the Ram l'shita, so that the Ram thinks that shechita's akum is not that it's not a mashia shechita, but it's because, and it's a special exeris akosta, that's a, you know, it's a derivative of shechita because of avodah zarah. And that, it is a ma'aser shechita. That's why we might have, that's why had it not been the halach, which it is, that you go by the machshava of the zoveya. But if you would have said you go by the machshava of the bala behema, it would have been kosher, because shechita's akum is a ma'aser shechita. I once heard from Gershon Zaks. He said v'hol raya that shechita's akum is a shechita, because the halach is that akum can bring karbonos, right? Benoich can bring karbonos, it can make a bomb and be sacrifice a copper. But Lachori said it requires shechita.
It seems that it requires
shechita. If you said the right ram?
He says that that's the core of the ram.
Well, so I'm saying that's. Okay, so this was. Reb Gershon said this. He wrote this for his son, Arya Zev's bar mitzvah drasha, so that's where I heard it. His bar mitzvah drasha, his father both. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to jump to different in Yonim, because we don't have that much time. I don't mean just today, in terms of what we can follow. Just following up on that, if we look, another nafkamina is in Sif Yud here, it says, Hischil posel lishchot. V'gomer hakosher. In other words, if the posel began to shech, namely a goy or chal shabbos b'vahesia, mumal hachis, so he started the shechita, and the yisrael finished. You know, the kosher. Excuse me, finished it. V'gomer hakosher. Ol shehischil hakosher v'gomer haposel psula. The medram amum shehischil haposel b'davish also son nevela, kagom beveshin, or berov hakona. Avam hischil haposel b'chatzi kana v'gomer hakosher k'shera, because that you don't need shechit at all. Chatzi kana pogum is kosher. So look in the shach here. What would be the halach in a case like this? If let's say the soul shechted completely kedim, and the shech did rov, and in the miyud basra, the guy finished it and shecht it. What would be the halacha? So this is, look, the shach deals with this question, and he says, oh, shehisra hakasha v'gama hapasol, mashma ha'im shachet hakasha harov, v'shachet achakach hapasol, kasha. V'hochi mashma v'shas perakam d'chul. Rashi sham, ayin sham, v'hiksha b'drisha, simen chav kimo, tod Rashi posel shiva miyad basra. Rashi holds that shiva miyad basra pasels, right? Because Rashi holds that shia, there are two things we see, we're going to get to it later on, but Rashi holds two things about shia. First of all, you see that Rashi holds that shia is a pasels. And so if it's a psul, so then even b'miyad basra it pasels. Correct, and because you see that shia and that miyad basra, that's Rashi is also chiddush. Even though all you need is rov, but the halach of rov is ruba kakulo, so rov is sufficient. But if you continue to shecht, it's still called, it's integrated into the ma'aser shechita, and therefore the shiva miyad basra passes. What chayshus for Rashi shita? Ramah will say later on. V'hiksha b'drisha. So the question is, since, and he wants to bring a raya from Rashi and Chulin, that if she be mir basher passes, so shachot hapasul be mir basher should also pass. Kem she'achot gam eshchita v'abach heaven bekutrus achron b'simin zeh b'sif chav kim the kushiyaso he amai lo paslin and hocha mishum shia. Okay, he said, "I love the hachav of Ovid Kochavim. Yeshlam the shine, the ain't shia." So, in us, the Bach's question is: every time you give it over to the, you know, if you give it to the guy, that should be shia. Al bisrol chavero poselus v'temedar efshe the hachamayim, but lo shor shia shia. V'gam yeshlam and the leka shia afil b'mashu el kushyosu dechi hechi the shia poisel b'miyat basu hachin amishchitas absolut tifsel b'miyat basu. So his question is not, in Hechad Timtzer there's always going to be a Shia. But even without Shia, just like Shia Pasels, because any Psul, the Miyad Basher Pasels, so also, Shchitas Akon Shia Pasel with Miyad Basher. Shechein Mash Medov Lahedja, Aval Ein Achinam, the Mashiach Ein Chilak Ben Hula Achu, Kun Mash Mashas, Vachol Apostol, Ve'ef Shanam, the Hechad Shishach Rovi Kochavan, Hamiyad Basher, Acha Shia Shia, Psula. Umikom Makom Nivali Latarit, and it says, "Anichnami." Maybe if the goy shechts after the shia, it'll take a pasul. Nearly in the tach, the hocha shai, the hocha ain't overkochem pasul. El kasha osa meiser treifa, kid isha b'shas v'chol ha'poskim. V'ilkach acha shenishkot harov sulo mitrofa. Av b'shia lo nafkalan midik b'meiser treifa. El kem the shchita shach b'miyat pasul v'shov v'chaz v'shov v'chaver eit shia. So the shach assumes that it's kosher, but. But what about Shechitas Akum itself? Why isn't Shechitas Akum a poisel b'miyad basra? So, but the Shach assumes that it doesn't pass. But this Shaila should depend on the Rambam. In other words, according to the Rush, who holds that Shechitas Akum is not a Maisha Shechita, it's like Shechitas Akof. So b'miyat basu, it's not called a shechita b'chlal. It's like he shot the animal. It's nothing. So therefore, it doesn't pass b'miyat basu. But according to the Rambam, which we just demonstrated, that the Rambam shechita is that shechitas akum is what? It's a shechita b'psul. It is a shechita. So it could be any chenamim that according to the Rambam b'miyat basu, if the Rambam would hold like Rashi.
If it's a shechita b'psul, it means a chati shechita. It's a shechita l'gabi tara, and it's not shechita l'gabi achila.
Well, that's hard. I mean, pashtut, you see from this Rambam, not that way. The Rambam that I just quoted at the end of the Perek Beis.
The reason, well, you see from that Rambam is that the soul is mishum kavana.
But you see also that it's a ma'aser shechita. In other words, if it's not a ma'aser shechita, it's not just a psul kavana. It's like yishafiyana. So one would have said, it's not 100% mukach, but according to the Rambam, that shechita the mid basra could be that it would pass.
Meaning it's the kasha of the drisha, and then we're dealing with bach savana. The bach understood there was a kasha of shahia. Say that technically that the drisha's kasha is like we're saying.
Right. It's not just a shah of shia. Because shia couldn't be shia is only psul if afterwards he did a ma'aser shchita. Shia is in the middle of a shchita. But if you would assume that what do you call it, shchita's akum is not a shchita. It's not shaykh shia that he was shoyah between that and the shchita. It's not a shchita. But then the question is, you don't have to come out to shia. You could just say shchita's akum is a poison.
I was wondering, when we have a shahia, just this comes up in the shach. The shach is mashma that it's the shavuos in between, which is mitzvahs the shechita,
right.
And not the ma'aser shechita shel achar.
Right.
The ray is one or another, but which is actually poisel the ma'aser the reap.
That's a good question. I mean, the it's only Shia is only in the context. I mean, it's almost like a philosophical question, frankly. Because it's really actually an interesting question, because Shia by itself is nothing unless the Shechita afterwards follows it, because then it's not Shia. Just mean you stop the Shechita. So what is it? Assumes that the Ma'aser Shechita, but then it means that the Shechita, the Shia, transforms the whole Shechita to a Shechita the Psul, right? Shia by itself is. If you didn't do the shchita in accordance to the hilchos shchita, one of the five hilchos shchita, then it's nevela. It's not just treifa. So, pasul is the shchita. So, truth is, it could even be according to the Rambam, it could be even worse than akum, because shia. In the middle of the shchita makes the animal a nevela and it's metame tumas nevela. Akum that shechs, according to Ram, there is no tumas nevela, so because akum is a ma'aser shchita, but it's a pastus. We don't know that the Ram agrees to shchita's Rashi, you know, to posit this whole question. Right? This is because it's only according to Rashi that we can say it, so we have to combine two Rishonim to say it. Well, we'll see later on when we get to Shia b'miyat basra. There could be a difference, and there is a difference between different mashal hagrama b'miyat basra. Could be that it doesn't pass because hagrama shelo b'makom shchita. It's not called a shchita at all. All right. And this issue reemerges also over here in the last halacha. How Yisrael apostle Ochsim besakin, shok v'shoichtim psula v'ein tzoch lomo im kol echad sakina b'yado. So what does it mean? How Yisrael apostle Ochsim besakin v'shoichtim psula? So is it if it's zeyachol v'zeyachol? So why is it? It's dalmi hachi that they go yishechting also. So why is it possible? So look in the shach. Ubaozavua vagos vagovosh perkam the chul machshiva. Vechein hu betosefta. Vechein pasuk marshal. Vechos the ludom kamon simen hei. Vishnaim sheoksim sakim echo shochel shem dova. Pasul shepost the hasu machshevis ha shochet pasla. Aber hoch bis dam ob ich gehoben um mumme de lo os el mi shum de laba bnei zwichen inu dem ken kishish echot ba schritte zu losso dayo bezer für kosh kach kosh va bach für kein neue mit die wir haben beim sche kosh din de base euch sind besagt und per base lo himten lo kosho ad acha sof ko hapsul in beschritte und komme ka ba kosh lo hach so this is a shaila. I mean, what he quotes for Chayneir Medivei Rama is not so posh that's the Shittus of Rama. But again, it would also depend on the Shaila. In other words, if it's Zeyochol, Vizeyochol, let's assume it's like that. So maybe even if Shittus Akam is apostolos, but Dalmi Hochi that the Goy Shech. Right? But if you. Excuse me. Hello? Yeah, hi. No. Why, you decide you're going to go over the bridge? Oh boy.
Is there a bus going to the parade from Yeshiva?
So anyhow, this, but it could be that according to the Rambam, if you say that Shchitas Akum is a Maisha Shchita, but it's a Shchita B'Psul, so maybe it's a Mafki, it's a Poisel. And if the Goy and the Yid are Shechting together, that it would pass the Shchita, which is a machloikis, as the Shach quotes, between the Bach and the Mechab. Alright. So the Shach assumes that according to the Rambam it would be good. Shchitas Hakof Psula. So then the Ramah quotes the halacha that Shchitas Hakof is possible. So that we mentioned the other day, according to the, which is a Tosefta, according to the Rosh, that it's not a Bazricha. So we understand the halacha because a Kof is not a Bazricha. I actually saw that. I was once in Israel. I was visiting. There was a kibbutz that had made, still does, makes product with badatz and was made with the OU. They make the matern and so on. So, and now that kibbutz, it's called. I don't remember his name anymore. Anyway, it was a very interesting tour. But one thing that I saw there, they grow big tropical fish there. That's one of the things they did. And they also trained monkeys to do for paraplegic, to do things for them. So there would be trained monkeys, and you know. You know, you tell the monkey, go get me this, get me that, and that's and usually you could train that monkey to shecht. That's Shchitas Hakof. Okay. The
a monkey to tell you if it by mistake was okay or dovis. Because when I'm assuming by regular person, if you know, since he's a baki in the halachas, then if he was this alley for something else, then I guess it's oimin al gabo.
Something oimin al gabo.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. You remind me of the story they used to joke. They used to about Pinchas ben Yoz. You know, he never ate teva, right? So I mean, somebody went, if you're so smart, why isn't he mafish from some ashes? So I guess they're not that smart. But we know that he could read the ksuba, right? The the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes the Mogen Avraham, and so we mentioned that according to the Ram, the Shkritas HaKof would be possible for a different reason, because it's Koach Gavra that's required. And in terms of Koach Gavra, it says his Shkritas Akum is no good. So look at the Magen Avraham. The Mashma Divarim, the Eino El Sofer, Shem Hochi B'Shkrita Diraisa Hichmiru, until it's Yadayan Drabon and Mekilin. So then Shkritas, if you assume Shkritas HaKof is only a suffix, so therefore it ends up, he says that it should end up that by Shkritas Osev Espeno, if it was Shkritas HaKof, the Kof Shech to the M, you would not be allowed to Shech the Bas that day, because it's only a suffix, and therefore and by Tila Saddam, which Andre Abonin will make him. So then they say, no, that's not the reason. Shrita, you know, until it's a dime, doesn't require, Kintan just requires, you know, Kavonis and Koyach Neutel. You don't even know Koyach Gavra. So therefore, if the Kof does it, it's okay. It's a different halacha than Shrita. Pashas is not just a suffix. Shrita is a Kof, it's Psul, it's Psul, it's Osvada. All right. Next halacha. Shrita Schulen, Eina Tshricha Kavona, Vafilum is Asak Be Alma Lachtoch. Al Shazorak Sakal and Nod.
The Tosefta is before the Shlach.
Yeah, it mentions Nachl, Shchitus HaAkum.
It says Nachl over there also?
This Tosefta that's by Shchitus HaKof, if you look, it says Shchitus. It says Shchitus HaAkum, that's the Lashon of the Tosefta. Shchitus HaAkum, Shchitus HaKof.
Kuf is definitely the Arab Tosefta.
What?
Kuf is definitely the
Arab Tosefta. The Tosefta matches,
which is not. Guy is also there, Guy is in the Tosefta as well. Krieger says that.
Here, Iron Mogen Avraham, she hicks the Hochestamakov possible, Elo Hustling and Tila maybe base days, so Marshall the ever. The Hochdav devices in the Fumum can hear then the Osum in a Suffer Lenin, Isova Esma, that's what I just quoted. Linear started Miko, the Kolo Koshim, Eden, the Afim, the Sidai Machim, the Mikri Koch Kab, the Command, the Hoche, Eno Bazvika, have a Kashkitis Nochi Power. So, I mean, Pashtas, it's not like they say, because it's Suffolk. For Shkritas, it's because of Vadai, so therefore there won't be a Shal of Osir Tvanot, as Wiki Vega says, but it's a different halach, it's still called Koyach Neutel. Okay, Shkritas Chulun Eina Shvicha Kavana. Avafilm is Asik be Amalach Toch, O Shazovak Sakin Lona, so be Kosov Vishoki Kiel Chosa, Ksheva Vahu Shiva Shalo Hichlik. Okay, so in this halacha, so how do we know that shechita, because as the Taz says, midikol rachmana misasi bekotzim sheposul dehainu shoychit shelo bekavana l'shochta. The shachar has been avoko, so therefore, since you need kavana by shchita by kochim, so you see it's a separate set of kosev by kochim, and is not required by what? By um, that it's not required by chula. So, in this halach of kavana, by you see from here lechayra, you see that shchitas kachim, shchitas chulim are two different parshiyos, because shchitas kachim requires kavana, and shchitas chulim doesn't require kavana. But it's not so mukach, because you know there's a famous tshuva in the Achiezer, but there's a machlokes between the Achiezer, and he quotes this anonymous going, which we know now was the Chazon Ish, Avot Zvi Lishmo, and the Chazon Ish said that the halach of kavana is not a halacha. I forgot. I think it was the Chazon Ish that kavana by is it a halacha only by shchita? It's a halacha by all dalag avoiders. They require kavana. So it's not a shchita halacha. It's a halacha because avoider, because shchita is one of the dalag avoiders. If it were related only to shchita, that luchay would show that shchita is a separate halacha by kotcha. I once asked Rabbi Gershon Zaks about it. He had his masupik. What would be if a person shechted a korban shalova kavana? This would be a nafkamina, right? So the korban would be possible, right? Would it be the vela also? So he's masupik. What? Because maybe shchitas kochim is separate in shchita, therefore shchitas kochim requires kavana. And there is, and it's not even shchitas chulun then. But one could argue like this, even. You know, Shchitas Kachim is a separate halacha, Batosh, right? But maybe there's also, you know, if you say that, like we spoke about them before, Rashi and Ramban, that they're two different pashas, there's a pasha of Rashi, there's a pasha of Kachim, and then there's a pasha of Chulin, which is learned from Halacha Moshe Sinai. So then maybe Shchitas Kachim, that halacha Moshe Sinai didn't apply to, you know, Shchitas Kachim has its own halachas.
Isn't it more like Shchitas Kachim b'chutz is not in Bela?
Shchitas. Is that mefush? I mean, the question is whether there is shchitas. Kachim b'chutz. You know, there's the marshal by shchitas of to be chayav and shchutei chutz. You require sakim, right? Because b'chutz it's not a locha of shchitas kachim. Maybe b'chutz it's called shchitas chulin. You know, I have a little bit about this in my sefer about this what you do. Mikla Shtover talks about, and you have to look also what Rabban Kotler has in the. And there's tshuvas about this. These, you know, I'm not sure what the loch is by shchitas. Is the Mikdash Tovah talks about it by what do you call it? If you shech the muberes b'chutz, is that a yechayfosh? The Tosefta has the Matmura has a bad lishita. If the aim is kodesh, right, and the uber is not. Or in the b'chutz, let's say the aim is chulin and the uber is kodesh, right? It's makdish the uber. What would be the halacha? So it's a double. His chakir is a chakir within, you know, shchitas aim more labas. It's the pshat that the shchita the one's like a shchita the uber, right? So then it'll be shchita chutz. But it's not, or maybe a shchita chulin doesn't relate to the. Kachim alochim. It has to be a shchitas kachim, but you see, there is shchitas kachim b'chutz. Has to be b'sakim, not b'malika. It's worth looking into. So in this halacha, the if you look here in the Pisrei Tshuva, he has an amazing svara that he quotes from Tshuva Sichu and Yitzchak. So he has a shiloh like this. He says that the reason it's good, looking in the Pisla Tshuva, he quotes that the reason it's good, he quotes from Ein Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak, because the Imzog Sakin Lenotz, because of the Shach, the Rehem Shinisha, he won't know how young, Yes Losha Hashchita Mishum, the Kosef, and for a short, the food, Stam and Kosher Mishum, the Stamayel Hashchita Oymer. He says, because just like we have a Lachim, Zvachim, Stam, you know, Stam and Lashmokoi, so he says here it's also like stomach l'shmokoi, stomach l'shchitakoi. But if it's not l'shchitakoi, for example, the second, if you shechted the second one, it was oisavis mano, which is us to shecht that day, right? Or if I shechted the block of one on Shabbos, that is not oimid l'shchit on that day. So then it's possible. So as he holds that you really need kavana, it's not just, you know, you need kavana, but it's always stomach. L'shchitakoi, it's a chiddush. So he says that if it'll be also on Shabbos, it won't be a good shchita. So the Pisa Chum himself disagrees. He says, after all, even forget Shabbos, even if it's not a Shchita B'Yisur. Who says if most behemoths are dafka l'shchita koi? Let's say it's l'chalva koi. These are milking cows. Who says it's l'shchita omit? So then you never find in poskim he says that they should be chalik from one and the next. So it's not based that it is kavon, and the halach is l'shchita school, and you don't need kavon.
Why does the Gemara assume that a people can only be omed as for one thing? Mara says that you need to come onto Brira. Nishchat Hubrar Hadavar, the Lashita Kaima, Lo Nishchat Hubrar Hadavar, the Lab Lashita Kaima. Why can we say an animal is like a lot of different functions?
You're talking about which command? One Beitza? I'm just wondering that if it were really destined for many different things, you couldn't say it couldn't, like, storm the shmoko. As a korban has one destiny, one teleology to for a korban, right? But if it were for many different things, if you would assume like you're saying, then you couldn't say stoma, excuse me, the shmoko. Related to this, if you look in the Kilim Mashur, he quotes the Yam Shel Shlomo. Of course, the Yam Shel Shlomo says that if you have a faket kavana, right, then it's the Enes Matez B'chai Gavin Ubknes Hagdoyla Tam Olami Shmitu Zehashach. So the Mashal holds that if you had, let's say, if I shecht stam, right, but that kavona is kosher. But if I have a kavona fakir, that it shouldn't be matir, right? It shouldn't be l'shem shchita. So then the behemoth is posel and it's nevela. That's the chiddush of the Yam Shel Shlomo. So I just want to point out, I mean, first of all, it's b'chal a chiddush to say such a thing. But, I mean, according to this, Zichron, who was it who the Pesach called? Zichron Yitzchak, right? That really is because of stomach, kind of stomach a small koi.
The Pisa Tshuva agrees with that. He just says that every behemoth is a shchita omed. It's just not now, but eventually. The last line says that, Kim the soap behemoth, shchita kosher, will come on. Even though, right, Yontif or Chal, but eventually it's a shchita.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounds like he agrees. Just he's saying it, everything, even though now it's not, but ultimately it will be the Shechita. Okay, maybe. But if you say like that, we can understand the Amshar Shlomo a little bit better. You know, if you say it's because it's the Stam Behema L'Shechita Koi, so that's only if it, but if I have a Kavona Faket, so then it's not Matir. But that halacha that if you have a kavana faket, so then you see there are two ways to interpret that yamshar shlomo. If you say like I just said, you know, because that you don't need kavana, it's not that you don't need kavana because it's dam l'shmokoi quotes, right? So then we can understand the kavana faket because then it's not dam l'shmokoi. What if you learn that it's not because of stam l'shmo, you don't need kavana, but even though you don't need kavana faket is worse, like what? Like the Truma Sedeshin by mitzvahs would be the model, namely, that even if we hold that mitzvahs ain't suchas kavana, but Polskim say that what kavana faket is worse, right? So you know the Chaim's famous vort, that kavana faket is not pshat that it's not a maisa mitzvah. If you hold mitzvahs ain't suchas kavana, so it is called the Maisa Mitzvah without Kavana. So Kavana Faket, it's not Mafki the Maisa Mitzvah. Kavana Faket just means it is a Maisa Mitzvah. So I can't be Yotze, you know, the Yotze Bal Kocha, it's a Loch Nekima Mitzvah. Now, if Kamina Bukhaim said for Bal Toysef, that even if I have a Kavana, reverse Kavana, it'll still be Bal Toysef. He says this answer to Shaggy Zahir's question. Shaggy Demore says, if I have two tefillin, you know, if you hold, what do you do on Shabbos, you know, so he says, why? What do you mean? If you hold mitzvahs, you have kavana. You have an option according to those poskim who hold mitzvahs. If you have kavana not to be yotze, so have kavana not to be yotze. So it won't be bal toisef. So Chaim said, no, kavana not to be yotze won't help because it's still a ma'aseh mitzvah, right? So if you interpret like that, then what does this have to do with shechita? Kavana, the opposite kavana, because it is a ma'aseh shechita. So you see from here one other thing that we spoke about in the beginning of the Shechita, namely that, which will be afterwards, you know, the Chakira, is Shechita a Matir or not? Remember I told you Shmuel Birnbaum was claiming about that. Is Shechita, if you say that Shechita is just that it's not Nevela because it was done in accordance to what? Done in accordance to Hilchas Shechita, so then now there's a shaila. What if I shechted shelo b'kavana? I threw the knife, right? Shelo b'kavana. And do you make a bracha on that shechita? Shelo b'kavana is kosher.
When would you make a bracha?
What?
When would you make a bracha?
So when would you make the bracha? So I guess, who says that you don't make a bracha here?
He's going.
What?
No, you can ask the chaver. As you see it flying. Or like the
Ozer Ruh that you make the bracha after, or when it left my hand, and it was very far away, somehow he said the bracha before.
You wouldn't be able to make the bracha after you threw it, because then there's no ma'aseh mitzvah anymore.
Maybe, yeah, because the ma'aseh mitzvah is the ma'aseh shechita. Unless you say that's still called, since it's still my koyach, didn't reach it, that's called my mice, and I guess to make a bracha. Or like those who they can make the bracha afterwards. So the quote here, who is this? So, where's the halacha here? Shochet. It's in Pesach Chuv, the beginning of Siman Yotess. Ain't Shkos of Hashem Hilchus Eretz Yisrael. I'm a Shach Shuv's no Behuda. Shemach Mizorik Sakin v'Holch v'Shachta Shlo Kivin Dishko. Shem Ken Lo Birech. Chai Gav. Tam Shoyser Shkido. No. Now the Behuda brings a lie against the Hilchus Eretz Yisrael holds that you shecht without a bracha. That the shrit is possible. So the Noda Huda says, you see from Shachat below Kavana, that's kosher. You see, in Chavi there was no bracha, right?
This is Yudas Aleph?
That's the Pesach Chuv. But somebody talks about this.
Your kavana wasn't lishchayt, then it's going to be b'di'avet under any circumstances.
Should you make
the cash on hilchos eretz yisrael is placed even b'di'avet?
Right. No, he's asking. He assumes he couldn't make a bracha, but somebody has discussion about this. I can't find it right now. But shchita below kavana.
Should be a good shechita and also a shechita of avodah zara. So the Taz says that the kavanas avodah zara is paiseles. King Gadim says no, the kavanas avodah zara in general is just a chisarin of the kavanah ruya, and therefore the kavanah l'shem shechita is going to be machshir, even though it's together with the kavanas avodah zara.
Right.
Sif katan dalit.
Okay, let's go on.
Half a yam shal shloimai, shekasav, and kivin linchor v'lach, or have a manatar psula, hacha maivi shekivin lishchayt karaui, l'shem Hashem, vila avoy dezara. Mishem hachi loy pasol elemid rabbana.
This halacha about shechita by shechita by shalom kavanim, that he stood up and the knife fell, you know, the Chaim talks about it in the Sefer by ishim shechitzov. Why? Because there you need, even if it's even if ishim shechitzov, but here by shechita in the koach gavre, right? So you know, was that in Chovel Masik, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. So look there. Let's go to Bemeshach Siman Vav. Bechol Dava Hatol Shochtim Ben Besakin Ben Betzur Ben Bekumis Shalkona Agam Hanikra, whatever that is, Ispandia V'chein V'shein V'tziporin Yechidi. So, but you can shech b'tziporin, right? So look in Sif Beis, Hashoichit Bedova Hamachubel Karka, Ola Guf, Kagon Tzipomen Vishain Hamachubomen Bebehema, Shchitaso Psula. Ubatolish min akarka, ulasob chibo bekarka, lo yishrot vim shochot shritoso ksheva. Right, because tolish, we hold tolish ulasob chibo is tolish. Vafilu in botlo, vahush lo yi anishos vahavetz achot shepitlo. So when Kivega asks a famous question here, look in Kivega. It says kigon tzipon v'shen huchom bebehema. For tumuli lama lamada hela hashach leika b'choshin mishpat simen tzadihei the adam iskis lekarka v'kvav disnachaltem after be'evid knanik zivim komo yalfina minei adam de alma de lo shayich imkein my psikilan de shoychet b'tzipon hamachuba bebehema but the apostle hamashnisin k'tani v'akat tzipon. Mufosh big mom, she look mechuba, and Dilma my bitsipon, the Hashoichin atzmo. Osha ochas be yad adam achav shoch bitsipon. Vize have a kimuchuba lakaka, can I mean him the call mockum, the evid is this lakaka, the Indian or no meila. Vachanami ha adam have a kikaka, davi had sipon, mechuba lakaka. Av bitsipon shall behema, yeshlomid de kosher lashkita, come up a call, honey del ale, the balechai metalte. So Kivega blides with Tzorchin about this. He asks, "Lo yedani vayibu lifso tzipon behemel shchita." The Mishnah says that shoychet b'tzipon is psula, and the Gemara says it's because of mechuba. So Kivega says, according to us, that hold that it's not only ever knani that's hukish lekalkos, but Ben Choyin also has a din of kalka. So the Mishnah is talking about Stam, that's talking about a person like a Kohen, that's Moilek Bitsipono, that is Shechlu with the Tziporin, so that's called Mechuba because Adam has a din of Kauka. But Mehechi Tesi, that will be called Mechuba also by what? By Behemoth, right? That's Ricky Vega's question. So I heard from the Ravi, I think he said from Chaim, that Chaim said that we know that Chaim says in the Sefer, the Moshul, in the Rav it says that even though Eved's hukish lekarka, and therefore there's no kinyan exela in Eved, but you can be miyayish on the Eved because there is a mice exela in the Eved. So of course, if it is matatlin, and so there's just no kinyan exela. But Yeyush is not a Kinyan Zela, so therefore, as long as there's a Maisek Zela, so in an Eved, you could be coined in the Eved also be Yeyush. That's your Chaim Sefer. So an Eved is Tolush, and an Adam is Tolush, just he has a Din of Kalka. So the Loch of Kinyonic Zela depend on the Din Kalka, and the Din of Moshe Me'ila, the Gemara says in Bamitzi, in Ezeo Neshech. Marshal Lagabe Meila and Lagabe Zela Havon Hukshul Kakos. But still an Eved has a din of Tolish. So therefore you see that it doesn't here we're not talking about the Shem Kalka, it doesn't depend on the Din Kalka. It tends to Mechuba and Tolish. So you see that even though if it's Mechuba to a bigger identity, even if a person has a din of Kalka, the issue here is not Kalka, the issue is Tolish. So therefore that's why you have a Raya from the Mishnah that's also called Mechuba, because the Din Kalka is irrelevant here. What is, even though an Eved is Tolish, but the right, so it should have been that if Shef Betzipon of the Eved it would be good. But it's called Mechuba because it's Mechuba to, you don't say, Eved is attached to his to the nail, it's thumbnail, the thumbnail is attached to the eb. Right? Sounds like an Agda Nesh poem. There's another kivega that's relevant to this.
Kivega says,
says in Lulav HaGozel, the Kivege has gone twice. Let me just see if I can find that. Tosis says here in Daf Lamed Aleph, well, it says, Ava Gozel Eitzim Vesichich Behem. So Tosis says that how do you have gzeila on a sukkah? I mean, kalka ain't an gzeiles. So, so Tosis also says, v'gozal eitzim v'shichichem shnu, v'afilu medramet v'lo agola svina ikal k'vor k'gom v'ruvein shibon a sukkah v'chatzero shal shimon v'daito bo shimon v'tokof es ruvein v'otzil b'sukoso dein aleh tova sh'ula came to Lokaim and Beshusha Shavuven, Lodami Lakaka, the Bechesis Bail Mometis, Lakak and Kak and Exelis. So as we Kivega say, came to Lokaim and Beshusha Shavuven, Lakak and Kak and Exelis. Tmuli, Doha Amino Yotsu Avodim Shahukshula Kalkos, Vim came in Gozul Avodim, Vichnisim Lebeso, and Exon Vishatra Nor, and Chabach Vyusum. Away after ein kayom beshusu bailim vehem beshusa gazlim vafil hochi ein nixalos vitzoachi and godl. So the answer is, like what Chaim said, that the gabe mitzvah babi aveir, it depends on whether there's a maisik zeila on it. And avodim, there's a maisik zeila on it. But for Gabi Kinyonik Zela, that's a different story. So I have it, there's no Kinyonik Zela. Alright, let's continue. Let's just do Sif Dalet, because practically this is a very important issue. It says, Not Sakin Bekoisel, Vehevi Hatzava Al Achen Nishkot Shritosok Sheva. Right, the Sakin is, he's taking the head and moving the head over the knife, right? For Hushi et Sava Behem Lamata. Instead of moving the knife back and forth, he moves the head of the animal, you know, over a stationary knife, so that the loch is, if the head is on top, it's kosher. She'im hayat Sava Behem Lamala Miasakin, Shema Tevet HaBehema, She'et Sava HaBehem Lamata, Vasakin Lamala. She im Hayat Sava Habahema Lamala. Shema Tevet Habahema Bekovet Gufa. Notice, I'm moving the head on the knife, right? So if the knife is above the tzava, so I'm moving the animal back and forth, that's kosher. But if if the head is above the knife, so then the concern is maybe as I'm shechting, the weight of the head of the animal will go on top of the knife, and the shechita will be psula then, because it'll be what? A drasha. Lo kalu vavav ein zu shechita. Tafil ama boili shelo darashti shchita so psula. The fikachim haya of ben shahaya tzavola malam asan utza olamata mena shchita so ksheira. So look here in the Shach. The Shach says, says the maid hog asachach be a yeshum de mishum safe for nakte the tsava behem la mala va filo not so bedova hatol shritos obsula shim dua so kachkos vashmum via beis yosef dafen iname oslo ve da filo kishat tsava behem la mata right even if so the shachs even as it tsava behem is la mata shritos ok shevet dafke be evet for lola chatchila I feel not to be dover hatol. So anyhow, from the shach it sounds, people read the shach, that even, you know, if the head is on top, then it's possible, right? But if it's on bottom, it says it's kosher. The shach says that may be only be the ever, right? So the issue is raised about the way we do shchit in the United States. In the United States, we shecht in a pen. That means, I mean, this was historically a big issue. It used to be that the shchit was done by hoisting the animal through shackling it and hoisting. It was called shackling and hoisting, and then they would shech when the animal was actually suspended, and that was the way it's done every place in the United States. The ASPCA was opposed to that, and the Rav led a whole United Jewish or American Jewish community from the secular to the religious, and all the different denominations to protect shchita in the United States. They invested in creating a pen, which is the pen that we used. The animal goes into the pen, and then it's immobilized because there's a belly lift, a hydraulic lift underneath that lifts the animal up. It sticks its head goes through a hole in this pen. And there's a brace that lifts up the head, and then the shoichet shechts it. So some people now began to oppose that shchita, like the Satmar Rebbe and Manmo, because they said shchita, it should be that, shchita milmala lamata, not milmata milmala. Because the shach says it's only good b'dievel. This is a misreading of the shach, the way the Prima Godin, if you look, speaks about it. It's speaking about if you're not moving the knife. He's saying the same case. If you'd be moving the head back and forth, but if it was moving the knife, we don't have the shach saying that it's only b'dievel, not l'chatchila. After this, the Rav became the United States passed a law in 1958, the Humane Slaughter Act, which exempted shchita from provisions of the Act for freedom of religion, but also there was a finding of Congress, which is part of the Act, saying that shchita is humane. This was done based on scientific research. What the Rav arranged was that the Jewish community worked with the ASPCA, the animal rights group, and they developed this pen, and then what the Rav did was he gave all the rights, because the Jewish community invested a lot in creating this pen, he gave the rights over to the ASPCA. And you know what this pen is called? The ASPCA pen. That's smart. So, that solved pretty much the problem. But this problem now has reemerged big time. And Ed saw the Makbet Afghan Shrita Murachas, not like the standing Shrita that we have. I remember when Rav Shapiro was the chief rabbi, Israel then was importing a lot of meat from different places, but not from the United States. Now they do most of their shchita in South America. And American farmers and their congressmen in the Midwest were a little bit upset about this, but America gives Israel $3 billion in aid and they're buying meat from other countries. But the argument was, they could do the shchita menachas that way. Anyhow, the Rav told me to write a letter to Rav Shapiro. He was then the chief rabbi. He said, look in the Rambam, that the Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita that you can shech the animal ben omedes ben rovetzes. So I remember I went when this Reb Aaron Teitelman, the son of the Rebbe from Monroe, he wanted to have, even though his father and grand, you know, and his great uncle, their shechita was a shechita, you know, they shecht and linda in the pen. He wanted this hidur, to shecht, you know, to have a rotary pen. I spoke to him many times. I told him, you're making a big mistake, because if you look down the road, it's going to come to hurt you. They're going to be opposed to this. It's going to be a big tumult. Anyhow, so I told him this Rambam. So he tells his Gabbai, bring me the Rambam, you know. So he looks at the Rambam. I said, Taka. So I straight the Rambam. So I thought I won the battle. You know, but because the issues weren't just about the Shechita, frankly. But so they now have in Texas a rotary pen. It's not, I think it's not a good idea, because first of all, I don't think it's such a big heater on the Shechita. But it's, you know, we know that we have these people, PETA, and, you know, animal rights and anti-Semites and so on, arrayed against us. It's worth, as the Rav saw 50 years ahead, you know, to try to avoid this problem for something which is just, frankly, not a misreading of Mashach. But the concern now, as you probably heard, that in Europe they're looking to ban Shechita. They want all animals to be stunned before the Shechita, which would make it impossible to have Shechita. And Holland has a bill now pending to also Shechita, to forbid Shechita. And even in the EU, in their various committees, you know, has to go through their different committees and then go to the European Parliament and so on. So it's not happened yet, but I'm afraid that it might happen, is to forbid Shechita. So doing these kind of things before helped preserve Shechita. So, you know, I've spoken to Metzger about the chief rabbi, about the, you know, these PETA people are looking at the Shechita in South America. And we should, you know, we have to get ahead of the curve with them. But we'll see what happens.
Maybe we just like don't talk about the Rambam.
What?
The
impact on
the person. But I don't think that these animal rights people, they're not looking at the impact on the person. I think they're looking at the animal right. I told somebody this on Shabbos. I said,
I promise you, quoting that one band will have very little interest on the PETA people.
I think, do we, like, they out the tape recorder, but do we hold that? Do we hold that Shechita is humane, or do we just say that?
No, Shechita is really humane. Shechita is a better way to shech. You know, the way that, first of all, if done properly, the animal becomes, you know, as it says in the law in Congress, you know, the anemia of the brain, the animal becomes insensate very quickly. And it could be better, you know, the way that they do it is not so posh. You know, they have to shoot it. If they shoot it sometimes in the brain, you see the animal grimace. You shoot, you have to get the exact sweet spot to kill the animal. So Shechita really is a better form of, I don't say it's the best form or the only form. But
the Rambam in Parshas Bereishis says that is why they have Shechita, is because it's Tzar Bale Chaim Deraisa. He says that's the bracha, Asher Gishon.
Right. No, but what he's saying, the Rambam seems to say it's more, because the Rambam says it's his impact on the human we're concerned, in order to see the Tzar. But that's a philosophical issue. That's not relevant to our conversation. But this halacha is a very...
Where is that Rambam?
It's Ramban.
Another one about Ben Omedes Ben Shabbos.
It's Hilchos Shechita, yeah.
Did the Rav ever talk about the machlokes with Shvi'i Eish, primals there, in terms of studying the animals first?
He didn't speak about it. You know, that was a very big issue. But that's speaking about studying the animal. you know, there are two kinds of, there are two issues in studying. They're studying before the Shechita and studying after the Shechita. But in general, you know, there was before the war when they wanted to do it, the Chaim Oizer was an Oizer, they all said it. There's another issue of studying. Some places stun the animal after the Shechita, like in Australia. So the Moshe said, there the problem is not a Shana and Yeraisa. I mean, in terms of that, it's an Avela. The Shaila is maybe it's Mavliya Dan Be'evav. Because just like if it says, if you mark it on a Rosh, either that's your day of Shana because the dam doesn't come out, or even the dam would come out, maybe because it's a Chosha Mishput, because you're charging for
Perigris
Olof Zayin. Yeah. Ketzit Shochtem, Mosi Chatzavah Moli Chasakin Mavia Ad Shoshoichit, Ben Shahaisa Behem Ravutza, Ben Shahaisa Omedes. So the Rambam has the possibility, Ben Omedes. I just had a reporter call me from Paris the other day because Rabbi Metzger made a commitment that in South America they're going to be shechting. This he didn't say about Shechita Omedes, that they were shechting a rotary pen. That, and that within 6 months all the Yuvanim would have to do it. But it's Gzeira Shemel, it's first of all, the rotary pen is much more expensive than the standing pen. And also requires, it's much less efficient because you have to turn it around and turn it back. And then you have to reconstruct some of these slaughterhouses. It's not so clear that, in South America, that the people are willing to do that. So I told them, what you should do is just forget about the Shrito. Just do it like we did in America, if it was good enough for the Rav and for all the Gdolim. Laser silver, everybody did it like that. Sama Shechita was like that. You know, Shech, that way, it'd be cheaper and you'll protect Shechita in the long run. But I spoke to Rabbi Mara about it, but he, you know, they weren't willing to buy onto it. I remember when I was once in Israel, so the American ambassador then was. What was the ambassador? You know, it was originally from, I think, Australia. Was, I can't remember names, and he's a friend of mine. Right before Dan Kurtz, who was the ambassador to, I said, to Israel. Anyhow, he told me, he said that he went, when he became ambassador, he went to speak to Sharansky about it. Sharansky then was the Minister of Trade. You know, trade and industry. So Shemansky said, you know, he mimicked it with the Russian accent, but anyhow, he comes, he says, oh yeah, Martin Indyk. He says, Martin, you know I would do anything for you, but please, don't send me back to the rabbis. But, so it remains an open issue, and it's something that has to be handled carefully, but anyhow, it's worth knowing this halacha, because a lot revolves about interpreting this shach. Okay. Let's do now Simon Yud. Zaken shemesham shevolus kochavim. Chodosh o yoshin she'en bo mishum ki'ulay ov de kochavim. Mutu lishko bo behema b'riya. B'nei shehu makalka. V'osu lishko bo mesukenet b'nei shehu mesaken. So Mikiveka is a question here. It says that you shecht with Sakin Shum Shamsi Abu Zara. Since it's Makalkin, you're not Nana from the Sakin, and it's Mutta, right? So, but if it's a Masukenis, so then you are Nana, and therefore it's Osa, right? But if you shecht it, so the shechita will be kosher, right? Just the Tazia says, the Rashba says, Yolachan Olei HaMelech, and so on, right? But the shechita will be kosher. So the Kivega asks, Ul Inyan Di Eved Ayin Shach, Kosherly, name the Kevin the Osulahonis, Havi v'cha lo savi v'yavad lo mahali, v'avi v'lo nishchuta. Right? So Kivega talks about that question. So I just want to point one thing out from his kasha. What do you see from Kivega's kasha? Kivega is, why don't you say, kol milsad amrachvana lo savi v'yavad lo mahali? So there's one thing in terms of what we spoke about earlier today that you see. What do you see? What would you have answered on this question?
It's already shechtos, I don't know.
What?
It's already shechtos, it's not a... What? It's already shechtos. Already...
It never became an avail.
The what?
It never became an avail.
What we would have said like this. This could, from Kivega's question, you see that Kivega holds that Shechita is a matir, that there's a chalois. That's what you meant, right?
Even if it's a mitzvah, there's a chalois. Only mitzvah is b'tesefes to be the matir.
No, but I'm not talking about it's a mitzvah. Or, you know, the other side was that it's not a chalois. It's simply, this is not called nevela because it's in accordance with what? With the laws of Shechita, that by definition is not nevela. It's not, right? That I mentioned that Shmuel Berman had that chikir, right? So from Kivega's kash, you see he thinks it's a chalois, because he's asking Yavid lo mahani. So that's part of the definition of shechita. Okay, I think I'm going to stop here because I have to... So we're on for next Sunday also, I think.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in terms of the Bechina, well,
when after.